America is at a crossroad. Never before have we stumbled so spectacularly on the world stage as we have in recent years. The pandemic has brought many of our biggest issues to light. Homelessness and the mental health crisis have reached epidemic levels. Freedom of speech is under threat. Politics has never been more toxic, and corporate greed has reached heartbreaking levels. The climate crisis has brought a dramatic increase in natural disasters. Meanwhile, we stand on the threshold of artificial intelligence, which could serve as the best tool to help us deal with many of these challenges if we can keep the power out of the hands of a few. How do we deal with these many issues? By speaking radically, honestly about these challenges and their solutions. By becoming more enlightened to the facts and raising human consciousness, we can use this unprecedented moment in human history to create the most extraordinary advancement in our collective experience. I'm host Shaman Isis. Welcome to Citizen Journalist.
Hi, and welcome to Blissful Living. My name is Cynthia Leslie, your host. If you are not familiar with Blissful Living, it is a spiritual podcast that covers everything from manifestation and meditation to more contemporary topics like artificial intelligence and quantum physics. Today, we are actually going to be talking about one of my favorite topics, AI, and how it is going to impact the job market. So please, after you've listened to it or in the middle of listening to it, if you have a comment or a question or you want to share anything with the audience, please make a comment below and I promise I'll get back to you. Anyway, let's get into it. So AI is actually something that has always fascinated me. I have been talking about it for, gosh, 15 or 20 years, as long as it's been in films. And I think it's going to be one of the most incredibly helpful things that comes into our lives. I also think it's going to be very disruptive, obviously, but not only disruptive, it's going to change humanity. And we, as you know, the people of Earth need to get our crap together and come up with a plan of action for how we're going to deal with that changing world instead of always reacting to the change. If we can see it's coming, and I think it's pretty obvious to anybody who knows much about artificial intelligence, our world is changing. It's going to continue to change. It's going to frog leap pretty quickly. And we have to come up with ways to be prepared and start talking about it and instilling them into our society and our systems now and not wait until we've got millions of people homeless, because that is what we're looking at. If we don't do something now about artificial intelligence, and not just from how it affects our community and displacing people in their jobs, but how how the power of artificial intelligence will actually change our world, and who that power rests with needs to really be in humanity's hands, not one or two corporations that control everything, because that is what we're looking at as well. So let's start with employment. I was reading a Pew Research study that had interviewed quite a few people who are in the AI world about what they thought, and it was pretty much 50-50. About 50% of the people felt that we were going to have new jobs that were created, and that those jobs would help replace the jobs that artificial intelligence replaces. And our AI is going to seep into every area of our world. It's going to cover everything from, I think most people are aware that the automotive world is being dramatically transformed with artificial intelligence and will continue to be so. But it's also going to affect everything from healthcare, which is a great thing because there's such a thing as early detection and how much quicker and more efficiently robots could help people diagnose than a human being that's overworked and underpaid. It's also going to affect, you know, our schooling, the way our children are taught, what they learn. As a matter of fact, I was, you know, one of the things I was thinking earlier, if, you know, we're talking a lot about unemployment and how it will displace people from their jobs, but we're not talking about how we need to change our education system in this country so that children can be educated and prepared for the jobs that will arise from artificial intelligence taking over. So in terms of Well, the other half of the people that they interviewed for the Pew Research Study felt that, you know, there was some reason to be fearful of what was going to happen, because when AI and robots take over the millions of jobs, which they're saying it's something like 30% over the next 10 years of jobs will be replaced by machines, we're going to have millions of people that don't have a job. And either we have to have a job for them, or we have to have a system in place that will actually take care of those people, or they're going to end up on the street. I mean, income inequality in this country is atrocious. It is so bad in America. And there are a lot of people who are finally realizing that owning a house isn't all that, a bag of chips. And it's great to see that we're becoming more open-minded and flexible, and the American dream is starting to adapt to a more modern perspective, and that getting yourself into debt for a house that, you know, you end up spending all your time laboring on instead of enjoying may not be the best option for everyone. But that doesn't mean that people want to be homeless and that they want to be jobless. I think what the one thing that the coronavirus did do for us was it gave us a chance to see sort of a test run of what happens in this country if we have a lot of people who don't work for a long time and they're given money. What do they do with it? And what they're seeing is that, unlike what a lot of people perpetuated, which was this lie that if you give a paycheck to everybody, you're going to have a bunch of people say, screw it, I don't want to work, and want to live off the system. And of course, there's some degree of truth to that. There's always going to be people who don't care. But you know, they're the same people who don't care anyway and end up skipping from job to job and doing more damage at every job they're at than help. What they have seen is that during the time, and I think we're seeing that with the Great Resignation, is a lot of people were able to use that time that they had more time with themselves, more time with their family, more time to get healthy and fit and work on themselves. And I think that's one of the reasons we've had so many spiritual awakenings in this world. Was that they saw that these people became more motivated because for the first time in a long time, they had some sort of stability. They had money coming in that they weren't having to work 60-hour weeks, you know, shuffling burgers to get. And there's nothing wrong. I want to be very clear. Every job in this country is really important. But if you're not being paid a decent wage at that job, it is a not great job in terms of it being underpaid. Every job and every amount of labor is very important. But if you're working, you know, ridiculous hours and you can't build a better future for yourself because you're being underpaid, then it's not a great job. And anyway, we've got to come up. Those are jobs that are going to be done by robots and machines anyway. So that's sort of neither here nor there. So what are we going to do about the millions of people that are going to be displaced when AI and robots help? And that's why, I mean, a great deal of this will be about helping us, but it does have its counter effect, which is lots of people who are unemployed. And I think what has been suggested, and I think it was Andrew Yang, I want to say is his name. He ran for president at one point, and he had helped put forward an idea of a universal pay system, which is basically like what we just did during the coronavirus. It's a paycheck that everyone receives so that getting benefits from the government isn't seen as something shameful. And then people are encouraged to then come up with a way to occupy their lives and time with things that give them purpose. And I think that's a big part of what blissful living is about. It's a big part of what the masterpiece method is about. It's about finding your purpose. It's about the 10-step method that helps you discover your passion so that you end up doing something that you feel proud of. And I think if we're going to go through this with AI, which is going to happen, we're going to have a ton of people who no longer have jobs. We need to have these things in place. We need to be talking about them now. We need to be passing laws now and start getting these things set up to help people move towards that. One of the other areas that it's going to affect greatly is our education. Our children have got to be given the opportunity to get educated and prepared for the potential jobs. And a lot of people are talking about all the jobs that AI will create, but those aren't going to do us any good if we don't prepare our children to be able to do those jobs. And so, you know, that's a lot of work with data. That's a lot of work with machines, obviously, because someone has to keep them, you know, informed and running. So there is a lot of opportunity. We're also going to see a change within the education system in terms of how the children are being taught, because AI is going to help. Not only are we going to have teachers that aren't physical human beings, but the way that we learn will evolve as we get, as the experience of using new technology proves itself out and brings to light new methods of doing things. There's a lot of exciting things that are going to happen, but there's a lot of things that need to be discussed and actually created to help take advantage of it. And we have to see AI and the millions of jobs changing as an opportunity, because it's going to happen no matter what. So instead of getting too morose, which would be easy to do because it is very scary in that aspect, we want to look at that as positive. However, having said that, we have to have a very serious conversation, and we've got to put some regulations in place. I know we don't need lots more regulation because we got enough that's stacked on top of each other. We probably need to edit and delete and dump most of that now that we're starting with something new, but we are going to need some things put in place to help control the amount of power that is amassed by certain groups and organizations and corporations that get in on the ground floor of taking over, you know, through AI. And I'm talking about reasonable means. First of all, we want to make sure that, you know, anything that we're creating can't turn around and take over the world. I mean, I know we see that in movies all the time, but that's a big reality. The fact is they get, as artificial intelligence becomes more and more and more sharpened like a tool, the threat of it turning on us and wanting to run the show is actually quite real. We're teaching it to think like a human, you know, and that's what happens with humans when they gain a certain amount of power. But not just that, whoever's wielding that AI, whatever corporation, and frankly, I would really like to see some of the, you know, there's some companies that sort of run everything already. I'm part of, you know, of those platforms as well, but I'd really love to see some other corporations that have some good in their heart step up and benefit from artificial intelligence, and people that we could trust more to implement some of these extraordinary technologies that are going to take over our lives in many ways. Because I think we got to decentralize some of the power that is in some people's hands between social media, organizations, you know, some of the computer and software companies and technology companies that sort of run so many things that so many Americans already use. But anyway, I think this is a very exciting topic, and I would really love to hear from you guys about what you think of a universal pay. Do you think Americans are going to turn into big lumps on a log and not do anything, or do you think you're going to see a revitalization of people feeling like they can be empowered to do something with their life and time, and that self-awareness and self-actualization and self-improvement will become something that people can actually spend time on, you know, and will spending time on yourself and your family and your life become something that we do instead of spending all of our time on our devices? You know, will we use this opportunity wisely, or will we walk into it blindly and risk all manner of things, you know, from millions of people who are jobless to having an intelligence AI that tells us what to do eventually, because that there's always that risk. I would love to hear your comments and your thoughts on this. Please share them here on Blissful Living. And we'd really love for you to subscribe and support the show. It's a relatively new show. We've been putting out episodes now for about 5 months under Blissful Living, and I can really use your support and getting the word out there. If you're interested in completely and dramatically transforming your life, please check out CynthiaLeslie.com, where we talk about the Masterpiece Method, which is the method that I used to lose over 80 pounds and completely changed my life. I not only look like a different person, but I have changed my hardware and my software. And I live in a place now of consciousness where life is really my oyster. I get up every day and figure out what I want to do and what is most meaningful to me. And that's what I do. And it's just a much better place than constantly reacting to the world. So if that sounds good to you, please reach out to me and I will tell you all about the Masterpiece Method and how you can completely change your life. And I appreciate all your support and listening today. Let me know your thoughts on artificial intelligence and have a beautiful, beautiful rest of the week. Bye.
America is at a crossroad. Never before have we stumbled so spectacularly on the world stage as we have in recent years. The pandemic has brought many of our biggest issues to light. Homelessness and the mental health crisis have reached epidemic levels. Freedom of speech is under threat. Politics has never been more toxic, and corporate greed has reached heartbreaking levels. The climate crisis has brought a dramatic increase in natural disasters. Meanwhile, we stand on the threshold of artificial intelligence, which could serve as the best tool to help us deal with many of these challenges if we can keep the power out of the hands of a few. How do we deal with these many issues? By speaking radically, honestly about these challenges and their solutions. By becoming more enlightened to the facts and raising human consciousness, we can use this unprecedented moment in human history to create the most extraordinary advancement in our collective experience. I'm host Shaman Isis. Welcome to Citizen Journalist.